Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Today, we're getting a week off to a really cool start because I am just very enamored of our guest today and her involvement. And there's a whole thing here that we're going to talk about of this fantastic single. And it's an important single. And it's, well, you know what? Let's welcome our guest, Lisa Satira Brozak. Lisa, how are you?
I'm great, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me on your show today.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for taking the time to be on the show. I really, really appreciate it. I am excited about this. I heard about this project through Mike Stover over at MTS Records and whatnot, and he was telling me about it. I said, well, send over the press kit, man. I need to get involved, whatever I can do to help, you know, and kind of tell us this, because there's an interesting story surrounding this single.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is. Absolutely. Well, the song is about my son, Christopher. Christopher is 27 years old and he has autism. And, So and Christopher isn't very verbal. You know, there's, so many different, you know, levels of being on the autism spectrum, from nonverbal to, you know, Asperger's and very high functioning. He just has trouble with communication. He has trouble like putting more than, you know, like three or four words into a sentence, has trouble getting his thoughts across, and it takes him a while, you know, to process information and just try to, you know, say what he needs or wants. And one day he was just really having kind of a rough day, and it was pretty frustrating for him. And I was having trouble understanding what he needed. And so, you know, I'll say generally like, oh, Christopher, you know, if he says a certain word, can you spell it for me, or can you write it down? Or whatever, but I just thought, oh, I'm just feeling so bad for him. And I thought, you know what, if he really could just express himself and tell people how he feels, like, what would he say? And I just sat down and I wrote this song. And and that's how it started. So, yeah.
Well, in addition to being an awesome mom, do you have a background in songwriting and music and all of that?
Not at all. No. Which is
so this
funny.
This wasn't
but
like
I
a
always...
Tuesday for you. This was just something you sat down and did. That's amazing, you know?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah. I do journal a lot or just write. You know, I always would love to write poems. And I also have a little children's book that I wrote, and I have that out. And I just kind of... when I get like a little inspiration or something's really, you know, speaks to me like that did, I just felt so bad for him. And it just came right out, and I wrote it, and I looked and I thought, this is kind of, you know, really how he does feel. And I think a lot of people on the spectrum probably feel this way. And that's when I turned to a friend of mine. Her name is Kelsey Roche. And she went to school for singer songwriting in Tennessee, and
gotcha.
I've known her for a long time. So I said, hey, Kelsey, I wrote some lyrics. I want to send them to you, and you tell me what you think, and if you, you know, might be able to put it to a little melody or something. I was just curious. And so she said she really loved the lyrics and the meaning, and of course, you know, knowing Christopher, you know, it meant something to her. You know, like a month or so later, she sent me this little audio of her singing on with the piano, with this beautiful melody. And I just was like, oh my gosh, that's just, you know, that's so beautiful. And I was so touched by it. And it was just really so unique and cool to see, you know, or hear the lyrics actually put into a melody.
Right.
And So that was neat. And so then I went to another friend of mine, John Vento, and I've known him for a long time. And I let him listen to it. And he said, well, if you really, you know, want to do a little more with it, you know, add more instruments and have it recorded, then he suggested David Granati and to record it and produce it. So I went to see David, and what was cool about it was I wanted, well, Christopher, I'll back up a little bit. Christopher is also a drummer.
Okay.
Even though he's not very verbal, he's a phenomenal drummer. And
probably good at it too, I imagine.
Oh my God, amazing, because it just really connects with him. Where, you know, he can read music, he plays by ear, he has perfect pitch, perfect tempo.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. So, and my daughter, Caitlin, has a beautiful voice. So, so I thought I really, really want Caitlin to be able to sing this song and be, you know, her voice, or Christopher's voice, I should say, because growing up, she was the one that, you know,
he's right there
playing
yeah.
with him. Right. She would answer for him a lot, you know, or, you know, just protect him and always be there helping him with whatever. So, yeah. So I said, Caitlin's going to sing it. So, yeah. So we all went to the studio and that was really, really such a nice, you know, thing to do with Caitlin and
right.
Chris and just to see how that whole process took place. You know, and you know, David Granati added, you know, guitar, electric, and bass, and Christopher was, and all the drum fills that you hear, everything with the drums, he just, that was his own unique making. I mean, he didn't have anything, no music to read from. He just felt it, I guess, felt the song, and he just added the drum fills where he thought they needed to be, and he came up with that all on his own. Yeah, so that was really awesome. And then David Granati's brother, Hermie Granati, plays keyboards, piano, and he came in and he added all that. And I guess it was maybe like within 2 months. Yeah, we had a song.
No, had you song. Known the group band together, this organization there in Greater Pittsburgh, beforehand, or did you meet them after all this process had happened?
No, we were involved with them beforehand because with Christopher, the band he has called Spectrum, all the kids that
That's
perform
cool.
you know, the performers or the musicians are all on the autism spectrum. And so when John Vento and Ron Moondog Esser, you know, put together this band together organization, they were very excited because then they would ask our band to perform at different fundraisers or different events that they had going on to show people, you know, these kids are pretty amazing.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they're really phenomenal musicians and they can play just as well.
And with a little help, they could even do so much more. You know what I mean? And
exactly.
I think that's a brilliant idea, getting them out there, letting people see, you know. I mean, because we all, especially with autism gets a lot of press. You know, you hear about it. It's a buzzword, but it's a buzzword with reality behind it. I have a very good friend of mine who has a boy, and, you know, he's actually growing into a man. I haven't seen them in a while. They live far away. in my
right.
mind, he's always 11 years old.
Right.
He's actually, I think, about 19 now. Weird how that happened.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a heavy duty scene, man. I don't have any children, so I'm speaking from a place of not knowing about, you know, parenting and whatnot. But man, I know she goes through a lot. Has went through a lot, and.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. And it's even more difficult once they, you know, graduate, if they're from high school or you know, whatever, there's really nothing for them afterwards. It's very difficult. I was just talking to a friend today who was saying that she knows this other friend of hers whose son is not even able to find a job. And they don't feel that, you know, he's maybe not capable. Well, they're very capable of all types of jobs. And Honestly, Christopher works at a nursing home. He works in the dietary department just 3 days a week, but they absolutely love him because he never misses work. He shows up.
Right. He's punctual.
He goes up. Yeah. Oh, he's a hard worker, and he's very,
right.
Particular about everything. And so they just love him. So really they just need to give, people on the spectrum an opportunity to show that they are capable. They can work, and they're some of the best workers out there probably. And they probably won't cause any drama or anything like that. They're very, some of them are quiet and just do their thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, anybody who's thinking about needing help doing something or whatnot and thinking about getting an autistic worker, employing one, I'll tell you this, just from my experience, attention to detail, baby, these guys and gals, that's what they're all about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I can't think of any job where that is well, we don't need somebody who, pays attention to detail. Every job needs that.
Every job needs it. Every job, yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. LapothecaryUnique.com.
And it's just like their brains are constantly in that mode. I'll either be out, we'll be out shopping like a Target or wherever. And if Christopher sees things on a shelf that aren't facing properly the right way, or if those little signs are falling, he fixes them. he'll go over and, you know, I'm like, okay, he doesn't work here. He doesn't have to be doing that, but he does it. Yeah. Or the library, he has to fix the books, you know.
That's what I'm saying, you know. It's, if you guys live closer, I'm not in the music business. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people. But, man, I tell you, I have Christopher over here stretching canvas, you know. There's always work for people, and especially if they're a good worker and can pay attention. And it isn't like people, and I think there's a stigma that people don't really understand. It isn't that these people are slow or anything like that. They just think differently, as I understand it. You know, it's a different wiring.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Right, and they process information a little differently, or they see things differently. There's a lot of sensory issues involved in that, you know. And very hyper, like Christopher's very hypersensitive to certain sounds. I mean, and it's amazing that he's even a drummer, but, and even his sight is, it's unbelievable. I remember when he was younger, we would be outside, and he'd point up and go, airplane. So, you know, I look up in the sky. I don't see an airplane. I do not see, and his hearing is amazing too. And then all of a sudden, you hear it, and here it comes. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, we would call him like a little bionic boy. Yeah, very. And I'm even like, you know, touch, certain things like that. You know, very sensitive to certain things. But in one way, where they're lacking, they excel in something else. You know, so where it's a speech, but he excels. You know. In the music, and his memory is, you know, amazing. He can memorize movie scripts and all kind of, you know, historical events and dates. And yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. That's cool. So you have, we got a little far afield. I'm sorry. I just, it's fascinating. This whole thing, this whole story fascinates
right.
me. So you've got this song, this is a cool song.
Mm-hmm.
And you got involved with, the group band together, they already knew Christopher's band and what he had going on. They heard the song. What was their, well, actually John was instrumental in birthing this song, so to speak.
Right. Cause they came to me and they said, he loved the song, and him and Ron Esser both were very moved by it. And they're both touched with family members that have autism.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, we would love to, you know, help you, you know, promote this. And if so, you know, would you donate, you know, portions of the proceeds to Band Together Pittsburgh? And absolutely, I would do that, you know, I'd do anything to help them and to raise awareness for autism. And it's funny because honestly, I went into this thinking, oh, we'll just record it and it'll just be a really nice little project that, you know, I've done with my son and daughter, and maybe just some of my family members will hear it, and it's going to go, it'll be put in a drawer somewhere, right? No, it's just so cool to see that it's, you know, they've helped, you know, promote it, and so it's getting out there, and it's just so nice to hear all the wonderful comments and how it's really touching so many people. And I have, you know, parents coming up to me saying, you know, I was in tears listening to this song. That is so my child, you know? And so it's really has touched a lot of people, which is nice.
Oh,
but so Band Together's, they've been wonderful in helping spread the word.
And group, we should let people know, and we have a link up to their website, Band Together, pgh.org. They're a group. Now, they provide activities and whatnot, or what exactly do they do?
How are they involved? So, like, what's cute is because in the video you do see other adults and people with autism in our video, and what was nice about that, they hold what they call an autism open mic every month. And that's through Band Together Pittsburgh, and so a lot of the people that you see, they go to this autism open mic. And they have an opportunity to perform on stage. And it's a little venue that John owns. And I guess it holds around like 60 people. So it's very, you know, intimate and quaint. nice little stage. They provide musical instruments. So they can get up there, showcase whether they're singing or playing an instrument, you know, telling jokes. Some of them are little comedians. And it's nice because then they have all the family members and other people there supporting them and, you know, clapping. And it's just really, that's one of the wonderful things they do there. So that's like a monthly, you know, open mic. And then they also have like a DJ, a professional DJ program that they provide, and they teach whoever is willing to, anybody on the spectrum that wants to learn how to run a DJ machine. And then also when they have functions going on, you know, people can actually hire them, and they go and they'll, you know, they'll be the DJs for you. And they're really good.
Cool.
They do a great job. So what else do they do? Well, then they have the, what's really cool too is the, it's called the Ron Beidle Autism Drum Circle. And they have, I guess I don't know how often they actually do that one, but it's probably like once a month also. So they have someone that comes in and teaches them, not even teaching them, really. They all get bongos. They sit around in a big circle, and the instructor will play different rhythms and things on the bongos. And, you know, so they can, it's a nice way for them to relax. You know, it's good for like anxiety or depression, anything. It's very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was funny because the first time Christopher ever was involved in that drum circle, I thought, oh, you know, he's a drummer. He can play every percussion instrument known to man. He's going to be bored, is what I thought. Wow.
Oh, no.
I was like,
it was his friend.
Away. Oh, my God. He was hysterical. He was pounding away. He was chanting and doing all this stuff, giving great eye contact. He was so engaged in that. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. So he loved that.
Jealous.
So they do the drum circles.
I am jealous. I remember growing up, and one of the, it happened at least weekly, that my, my stepmother would, tell me, I would hear yelled from other rooms, "Jamie, quit banging on things.
Mm-hmm.
Quit drumming.
You quit drumming.
Here's an opportunity for them to bang away." I love
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's a picture on their website. Right when you go to their website, and there's like a, I don't know, 30 drums or whatnot, all these drums, and everybody's sitting around in a circle there. It's just, it looks fun and it looks cool, you know?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, and it brings out, you know, communication and everything for them that maybe if they're quiet, you know. And so it's amazing what the music can really do to help, you know, stimulate and bring out more, you know, communication and even help with really anything, like even your sensory issues. Or, you know, a lot of them have gone for like occupational therapy because maybe they're just, you know, their fingers or hands aren't real strong, but all that helps with it also. Yeah, so they're doing a lot to help.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-yo! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheC-Ring.com.
In fact, yesterday we were just at a little event because every year they also hold what's called the Blues and Roots Festival to raise money for Band Together and for the local Autism Society here in Pittsburgh. And they have a lot of local, you know, acts plus national acts that come in from all over to raise money. And they also let, you know, the kids that are on the spectrum, adults or, you know, on the spectrum to perform also. So it was really nice. So yesterday they had like a little thank you cookout for everybody, all the volunteers and all the people with autism that performed that day. And they were loving that because they gave each of them a plaque with their name on it, and, you know, and had a nice cookout for them. So they do a lot for them. It's really nice.
It sounds almost like this is your autism family, you know, and for the parents too. I imagine it's fantastic to talk to other people going through similar situations
Right.
I always think that's a good idea. You know, people, especially in our world today, it's very easy for people to get isolated or to isolate themselves for whatever reason. And you know, that never promotes growth, I have found. You know, if you're hanging out with a bunch of people that are digging what you're doing, it's always a good thing.
It is a good thing, absolutely, you know. And it's good. And like you said, they are like family, and you make all these connections with other people, and they may know something, you know, a therapy or some kind of a group that you can get involved in, you know, maybe you didn't know about. So we make all these connections and help each other out that way. And so it's very nice. It is.
That is cool.
And you feel like you're not alone in this, you know?
Well,
a big thing.
That was a thing. Like I said, my friend went through that, and there were times she might not have vocalized it, but it was, her boy would have a meltdown or whatnot, be frustrated in a situation, you know. I remember one time I was visiting them, and we were out and about, and he got frustrated and was getting a little loud, you know, getting into that mode.
Sure.
And, you know, people were just, you know, giving her the evil eye and stuff. We were at a shopping center and you know, rather than be cool.
Oh, I've
been
there. I know exactly.
And, you know, she exactly felt terrible. And I told her, I said, don't worry about what these people are thinking. You know, what can I do to help?
Yeah.
You know?
Right. And, you know, what's funny is a lot of times they would look at you because if your child looks, quote, perfectly normal, you know, like you don't see a physical disability to them. So they look like your typical child, but they're behaving badly or screaming or throwing themselves on the floor. They're thinking that you just, you know, you have a kid that's just having a tantrum, like you're a terrible parent. Yeah, you're a terrible parent because you can't, you know, control your child. Meanwhile,
and that isn't the case at all.
Child has autism. Right, this child has autism, and, you know, so, yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
But well, absolutely.
As you know, it just depends. But I think as Christopher grew older, he grew out of some of those type of behaviors that he had, like just you know, like crying, you know, if he heard a baby cry, that would hurt his ears, or wouldn't go into certain stores. I mean, you know, it was very hard to go out and eat, you know, with all the noise and things clanging, and amusement parks is like, you know, oh my God, that's a holy terror. You can't go near those. So there's a lot of things we couldn't do, you know, because it's
I've heard, sensory overload.
Like I said, I knew someone
and their boy had a trouble with sirens. If a fire truck or an ambulance or something went by, oh man, because it comes on quick and it's loud, you know. And
well, I think, but honestly, that probably hurt anybody's ears. You know, they're so loud sometimes.
Well, it's just, you know, the thing is, and what you have to remember, ladies and gentlemen, is him and these others are just differently able. That's the the deal there. Like that, Lisa, like how I did that there. Segue right into it. Well, this is a fantastic track, and the video is just beautiful, too. I love it. I've been playing it all week. Let's play this track for people so they can hear it. And and your beautiful daughter, Caitlin. No, his was this the first thing she sung on? Or tell us before we play it, tell us a little bit about, or should we play it and then talk about it?
Whichever way you want to do it, it's up to you.
Let's do that. Let's play it and we'll talk about Caitlin, and because she's just a beautiful voice on this. It's fantastic.
Oh,
here it is, everybody. Here's the song that Lisa wrote, Differently Abled Man. Check this out.
Feel you, we don't have to touch. I'm a differently abled man, and I matter so much. And I matter so much.
There it is, folks. Differently abled man. What a track. What a track. And we have the writer of this song, fantastic Lisa, Lisa Satira Brozak. Lisa, before I ask you some questions about the track, I want to let people know we have the link to the bandtogether.org. I'm going to try to get, if we can fit it in there, direct links to both iTunes and Amazon. That'll be happening right after the show, ladies and gentlemen. But you can hit that Band Together link, and it takes you to right on their homepage, man. Right here is the link to iTunes and Amazon, and you can watch the video right there too.
That's
phenomenal.
That's awesome. Now,
and now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Elbe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Did Caitlin know you had written this track, or did you just kind of say, when you got the tape back from your friend, is that when you sprung it on her, or did that come about?
That would have been, she knew I had written it, because I also wrote a couple other songs week. I was like about autism, and but this one I just kept thinking, you know, this one I think is something special. And, you know, she liked it and everything, but I don't think it really hit her until I sent her the little audio that Kelsey had done with, you know, on the piano with the melody, and her and Kelsey just sang it. And Caitlin called me and said, "Oh, Mom," she goes, "I am in tears." She goes, "That is just beautiful." And I said, "Well, if, you know, I'm thinking of maybe having it recorded. Yeah, would you like to be the one to sing it?" And she said, "Absolutely." So, yeah. So
that's
what we did. So that was her first time really, you know, recording in a recording studio. So
that's exciting.
She always Yes, I mean, she always sang in school, like with the musicals and things like that. She was, you know, did all those high school musicals, and she even sang at church. But yeah, that was the first time doing it, yeah, professionally. And
with the big board and all those, you know, people on there saying, okay, let's play that back.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. That's exciting. Yeah,
she was either like, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, she even did the backup vocals, too, because originally she's like, I think we need some backup singers. And David Grignani's like, no, you're going to do the backup. We're going to have you sing this here, different things, and, you know, and it'll be fine.
Right.
So, yeah, so she did all that.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
Yes,
hey, and I should tell people that Band Together Pittsburgh, I just saw this on their, we have it on our web graphics and stuff as well, but I just was remembered, they are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So,
right.
You know, this isn't some fly by night thing in a garage somewhere. People got it going on.
Oh, no.
And,
right.
Now, as you were saying before, a portion of this, right, goes to their organization when people buy the truck, right?
Absolutely, yep. And this will, it'll help, you know, with all their programs that they do for people with, you know, autism. So,
And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, too, one of the cool things, and a lot of people don't realize this, they just don't think about it. One of the very cool things, when you buy digital music through whatever service, Amazon, iTunes, whatever, one of the really neat things about it is you can gift it to people. All you need is their email, and it's fantastic. It's the new way it is. I had a friend of mine, a little gal that used to work for me, and she was going through a heartbreak. She was learning her lesson, you know, younger gal. Now, back in the day, I would have made her a mixtape, a breakup mixtape. Instead, I sat down for half an hour, went through iTunes, and made her a breakup playlist.
That's interesting. Yeah. I didn't know you could do that, you could actually gift it to somebody.
Absolutely. The thing is we all know somebody. We all know somebody that has that autism has touched in their family and life and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I want everybody to go out and get this single, get this track, and send it to those people. It'll really brighten their day. Make them, it's a good thing. And it just takes a second, you know. What a neat gift. What a neat, that's all I'm saying. You know,
Thank you so much. Yeah, I think it, like I said, it really touches a lot of people on so many different levels of, you know, especially, you know, like you said, if they know someone, a family member, somebody they work with, a friend, you know, shout anybody. That has autism. Mm-hmm. It's I had a parent come up to me and said, you have, you know, given them a voice. The ones that aren't able to express themselves and tell the world how they feel, you gave them a voice. And I just was like, oh my gosh, yeah, that was really just so powerful. And yeah, made me cry, but.
You know, Lisa, every musician and every artist just heard that and it's going, we're working our tails off to get that. And she just, did it on a Wednesday morning. It's, there you go. That's fantastic.
Aww.
We're very jealous. Now, you mentioned the video, which I like this video a lot. And though the track was finished and whatnot, how did this cool video come about?
Well, that's another thing John suggested. He said, well, if we're going to promote it, you have to have a video, a music video. And I'm like, really? Yeah, I had no idea. And so he said originally they were like, they had their ideas what they wanted to do. And I was like, I think, you know, we need to have other, you know, people that are differently abled in the video. I think that's, you know, that's what it's about. And I mean, not only Christopher, but, you know, everybody else too. So that's when they decided to play the song because they already had it at one of these autism open mics. And they let all the parents listen to it and everybody, and they said, we're going to be doing a music video. And we would love, you know, whoever's interested, whoever wants to be involved in this music video, please come out. And we actually filmed it in John's backyard. It's this beautiful, beautiful yard. Mm-hmm. And so we schedule it, and everybody was there. And, you know, of course, me, Caitlin, and Christopher were the last ones. They're there, and we're the last ones to pull up because, you know, we're always running late, you know, my daughter. Anyways, we get there, and I saw all the cars.
You know how they are.
Right. So, you know, and we pulled up, and I thought, oh, my gosh. I was just overwhelmed. I couldn't believe when I went, and I saw all these people in the backyard, all the people from the, you know, Autism Open Mic, and they're, oh, my goodness. It was just, yeah, it was too much. And, yeah, and we used, her name's Kay Faye from Grind City Media, and she was just wonderful. And she also works with adults with disabilities during the day, and then she does her, you know, videography and on the side job. But so she was just so good with them. It was just wonderful to see. And she was already filming everybody even before I even got there. So
got to catch that light, you know.
I know.
I have no idea. I just know a lot of film people. Something they would say.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, it worked very well. And I'm so glad it's there because I know, you know, I'm guilty of this. I get stuff all the time, press kits and whatnot from PR people. And man, the first thing I do is go to YouTube. You know, it's terrible. But I should go to Spotify or something. Or just, they usually include the track and just listen to it there. Mm-hmm. But if there's a video, I want to see it. child of the 80s, what can I say?
Think because when you actually see, you know, these, you know, adults that are, you know, like differently abled, and then I think it's just, it really hits home more, I think, you know, it's more when you're, because, you know, and then the words are popping up also, you know.
Right.
And you know, a lot of parents are just like, oh my gosh, because growing up, you know, Christopher had therapy, like, oh my God, like 30 to 40 hours a week in the house. And, you know,
wow.
And they would just, they'd grab his little chin and make him look at them, you know, look at me, Christopher, look. And he would just, his eyes, he'd be looking up sideways, up, down, to avoid eye contact with them. He didn't want to look at them. And, they, you know, look at me, look at me. And I'm, and then, you know, he's saying, like, I can hear you. I can see you. I don't have to, right. I don't have to look at you. I can see you. I know you're there, you know, but, and when he was growing up, one point, you know, my father thought Christopher was deaf because he wouldn't respond. You know, he'd have his back to my dad, and my dad would call his name or clap his hands. He never flinched, you know. But if he heard music playing in the other room or a little, you know, cartoon come on, he'd jump up and run because he would hear that. Mm-hmm. So I said, I know he's not deaf. You know, he can hear. You know, he just has selective hearing or whatever. So all these things, you know, like with him growing up, and it just, you know, when I wrote the lyrics, that's all I thought of, you know,
right.
You know, and,
right.
And a lot of times people don't include him because they think he's, what's that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, autism's a life, people should know autism's a lifelong deal here. It isn't like, this will just fade away, right? I mean,
it's a lifelong disability. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's tough. Yeah. You try all these different therapies and inclusion is a big thing, and it does help, you know, get them early intervention and, you know, speech therapy, occupational therapy, all that. But when they get to a certain age, then, you know, insurances, of course, won't cover that anymore. And so you just try to really, I try to take them out a lot, get them out into the community, you know, try to get them to be more social. And, you know, if he's going to order food at wherever, McDonald's, Burger, you know, you have to ask for it because you need to read the menu. You need to talk. You need to pull out the money and pay, you know, learn how to make change and all those types of things. So it's, you know, every day. It's your.
Right.
Yeah. Trying to teach him, trying to help him.
You know,
Thank you.
You wrote a song. And look at all this everything that has surrounded the domino effect of this and the ripple effect, I should say, of all these people involved. And, you know, I think that's a good thing. And like I said, folks, ladies and gentlemen, you can help click that band together, pittsburgh.org link we've got right there, and then click the iTunes link or the Amazon, however you want to do it. And, you know, pick up the single. And, you know, it costs less than a cup of coffee. You know, you can help out. Seriously.
It sure does. Yeah, it costs a lot less.
A lot less.
True.
I don't know how we got to that point in the world.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're helping a good cause, a really wonderful cause. So
absolutely. I'm telling you, any situation where people are doing things and people are liking and supporting and digging what they're doing, that helps any situation. And it's helping folks in the with differently abled people here. And I think that's, you know, you can't have a better project. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Now, the big question the big question before I let you go here, because we're getting up against the time, but no worries. You said I caught when you said you had written a couple of other tracks. Are those going to be released, I think?
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, I wrote a couple other ones, and I think they have potential. So we'll see. I would like to see. I don't know if Kelsey would be interested in trying to put a melody to any of those or not, but she recently moved to Tennessee, actually, and she's working down there. Yeah, and I think with something to do with music, too. No, I can't remember. But, yeah, so she loves doing that kind of stuff. She loves to, you know, work with me. So maybe we'll I'll send her a couple other ones and see what she thinks. But maybe one at a time here, for a little overwhelming. But,
I got you.
The first
I
one. So,
it's
been wonderful.
I asked that question from a selfish point of view, just because it's so good. I want to hear more. you know.
Aww,
and
well,
Lisa,
thank you.
I want to have you back on the show. You know.
Well, absolutely. Well, then I'll get on it right away. I'm going to send her one of my other lyrics right now. That's funny.
Oh, man, that's funny. Well, very good. And, you know, just, man, you're so talented at this. And it's just such a neat story. And I'm so glad that it's happening, you know, that this is happening, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just cool, man, just cool. We'll have those links up on our show page. And also on the podcast, our podcast gets pushed out and people listen to it on various podcasting platforms and whatnot, and we have a thing where the links will follow however people are listening to the podcast, and they can click right on there and get right there and help out, you know, and not just help out, get something very cool, you know, get an awesome song. It's very, very good. And there's a big donate button on there too, ladies and gentlemen, you know, so any of the millionaires that are listening, you know, click on that. Like I said, it's a 501, man. You know.
That's right. It is. Yeah.
Your accountant will love you for that. But don't do it for that. Do it because you want to help. And that's very, very cool. Well, it was so nice to meet you, Lisa. You just rock. Mm-hmm. And so does Christopher, Caitlin, and John, everybody involved.
Thank you, Jamie.
An exciting program. It's just neat. It's real neat. And,
thank you. I really appreciate you having me on and helping to promote the song and awareness, you know, for autism.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's amazing.
Absolutely. Anything I can do. Anything I can do. I want to give a big shout out before we end the show, too. Lisa's working with MTS Management, Mike Stover and the crew over there. They are fantastic. Mm-hmm. We have a link up to them as well. If you're in a band and you're making an indie movie, or I don't know, you're making the best, you know, brownies in town or something. No, I'm kidding about that. Well, I could probably take you. Anyway, if you need help on the PR side of things, he's a good guy to have in your corner. I've known him for years, and you know, just real cool. Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up for us today. Thanks so much, Lisa, for being on again. You rock.
Oh, thanks so much, Jamie. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms. And in addition to that, as I was saying, in all the podcasting platforms, we're on just shy of like 200 right now. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcasts. They used to call that iTunes, but there's so many podcasts. They had a big meeting and rebranded. But yeah, Apple Podcasts. If you are listening to the show on Apple Podcasts in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. Keeps our show right up at the top of the page. And boy, does that annoy all of my, ex-girl. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, ladies and gentlemen. No, it does make it easier when I'm dealing with advertisers. So I appreciate that. Makes it a lot easier. Okay, we are we're done for today. Oh, we're no show tomorrow. I have to. We had shows, six shows scheduled this week. No show tomorrow. Our guest is. I heard from his folks / managers. He was a young actor. He's will be stuck on set tomorrow. So yeah, he can't be on the show. We're rescheduling that. I will post the update on that as soon as I know the new time and date. You know, my people are talking to his people. It's a big Hollywood thing. I'm kidding. That's going to do it for us. But we will be back Wednesday, and we will see you then. Have a great day, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited. For broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.